Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
By my estimation, we started the show today about 2:02. Mm-hmm. We started the 3 o'clock hour at like 3:09. Mm-hmm. We started the 4 o'clock hour at like 4:07.
Yep.
And we're starting the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour here at 5:06. So we have gotten closer mm-hmm. to getting the radio clock right, but we've been off all day. I apologize. And it is what it is.
Only perfect person was Jesus.
That's right.
The clocks don't make sense to me anyways, if we're being honest, Hawk. And look, you're...
In general or just for the radio?
Well, both. I don't really understand time.
You don't believe in life clocks?
Here's my thing, though, Hawk. And look, you're the radio professional. You've done it successfully forever. And maybe you have a better answer for me. But... The quote-unquote workplace or work times for people's 9 to 5, right? Like that's as Dolly Parton.
Right, that was the old theory, right?
Right.
9 to 5, Dolly.
You're off the clock at 5. You pack up your briefcase. You go say bye to your boss.
I see what you're about to say here.
You walk to your car. 5:11, 5:12.
You're right.
Why is it so important, or why has it been so important to be correct at 5 or on the air right at 5 if people
You're
aren't
right.
getting into their cars until 5:12 anyways?
You're 100% right. Mm-hmm. I've never thought of that, but you're so right, because it's like, oh, 5 o'clock, that's when the workday ends. Start all your radio celebrations, you know, woo, is it quitting time or whatever. And you're 1,000% right. We'll watch The Office. When it's 5 o'clock or 5:30, no one gets off at 5 o'clock anyway. But 5 o'clock, no one's all of a sudden sitting in their car. Nah. You're 100% right. You just changed radio.
You figured it out, Solana.
Told you guys I've had ideas.
Nobody asked me. Now that you mentioned it, we're starting the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour too early.
There we go.
Yeah.
This is a conversation I like.
Man, you are on to something, Solana. Anyway, 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Do you know what next month is, by the way, fellas?
February.
That's right. Are you excited
Solana
about
can't
that,
say that word. Yeah, he can't say that word.
No, I love that. Valentine's Day, the Super Bowl. Can't wait.
Well, you know what else? The Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival is February 15th this year.
If you want some hot takes, catch me at the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival. Because it is something special.
Before that, the Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park, they have an official Florida Panthers watch party next Tuesday, the 14th. Next Tuesday, the 14th, official Florida Panthers watch party, Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Let's get 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour headlines with Alejandro Solana. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. What time does the game start tonight, by the way?
7:30.
That early?
Hmm. Yeah. Man, I don't think it'll kick off till close to 8, but we'll
right.
see. Yeah.
I'm telling you, if you're driving right now, you're on your way to Hard Rock Stadium, I hope you brought a scarf or something.
It's cold. Not that damn cold. I looked at the weather report.
Are you going to be able to get there in time?
Yeah,
it's
I'm going to leave here
about 5 right now. How long do you think it's going to take you to get there and park tonight?
40 minutes?
I don't know, man. Traffic's pretty bad.
Get like to an do event like this?
Do you understand when I put my hand out the window like this and I say, "Hey, how you doing, Channing Crowder?" They'll be like, "Oh, come on, Mr. Crowder. Come on through here.
All right. Have fun with that, Tyreek."
I'm not in a Lamborghini. I'm in a Suburban, and I drive like a grandmother. But when I do get to road stops, I just open the window, and you're not a crossing guard to me. You're a human that we need to discuss what's going on between us two.
Do me a favor. You text me when you leave your driveway, mm-hmm. which I'd like you to do anyway. But text me when you leave your driveway, and then text me when you actually are walking into the stadium. There's no way that it's going to be only 40 minutes elapsed.
I'm not going to, you know what, honestly, and I don't discourage anybody. If you see me, wave, come take a picture. I'm not discouraging any human interaction. I love everybody. The hardest part is getting from my truck to the stadium.
Yep, I know. I've been with you at public events. I've been with you.
It's crazy. And I didn't know, because even coming, so we'll get there closer to 7. So I'm like, 7:30. There are going to be thousands of people that come to this game that don't have a ticket. Right. And they have TVs set up with generators. And they came to sit in the parking lot and watch the game. That started blowing my mind now, you know. Because
you want to be in the swirl of it. You want to be around the fun of it.
I thought about 30 minutes before a game, the game would, you know, the parking lot calms down, everybody pours inside. There's just as many people in the damn parking lot that's in the stadium.
Well, what time does it, because you have a restaurant at the stadium. It's Cracked. It's section 203. If you're in from out of town, go see Crowder. Cracked, section 203. But what time does the doors open tonight? Do you know?
5:30. They'll open here in about 20 minutes.
So don't you need to be at the restaurant?
We have a pretty good staff. Laura's our general manager. She holds it down. We have a good staff. Yeah. All I do is smile at people and take pictures and tell people, "Hey, come on, grab your sandwich." I'm more of the marketing arm.
Kind of like what you do. Kind of like what you do on the show.
Pretty much. I'm just a marketing arm of this show. You know, we got Crowder. Hey, how you doing, everybody? Ask me any question. I don't know what's going on.
Solana was tickled by that.
Yeah, I like that.
It's true. Somebody asked
Solana's
me one
had a very
time,
good day because we did you know, what do you think about the NBA?
Oh my goodness.
He's on cloud nine.
Hey, Wembanyama, because his length and his PR is amazing. No, somebody, it's funny because one time, like you have rotating employees, but they know that, you know, that's my restaurant. So I'm sitting out there just glad handing and drinking wine, and they needed to do a refund. And I ended up telling dude, "I'll just Zelle you." I was like, "I'll just Zelle you. How much?" "How much do we really owe you? Like $30? Like, I'll Zelle you. Give me your number." And then they explained to me that's not how business is done.
Yeah, not so much.
Yeah.
What did you have to refund somebody for? They didn't like their food offering?
He said, "This is going to upset me."
Hey, listen.
He said there was too many toppings.
I'll tell the Best Buy story again if you want me to get upset.
There were too many toppings on the burger because we have lettuce, we have mayonnaise, lettuce, ketchup, and you know whatever. So whatever the main is, just the stock. Like when you go to McDonald's, it's stock. It's ketchup, mayonnaise, you know, pickles and onions. He didn't specialize as burger, but he said there's too much stuff on here. It's a whole salad on top of my burger. I don't like lettuce. And I was like, "Well, you should have said no lettuce."
Right.
Like, well, I didn't know it was going to be that much lettuce. And now I don't want to argue with the guy because he sounds like a butt wipe. So I say, "Let me Zelle you. Like, how much, like, what I owe you? $18? Like, well, give me your number. I'll Zelle you $18. Don't worry about it." And that's not a business structure that's sustainable.
Interesting. I went to Beer Garden in Boca last night. We like that place a lot. It's where I had the NBA conversation with DJ. But it's, you know, right here in the plaza, a little German brew house. It's very good. And I happened to get a burger. I never get a burger there. But she was like, "Oh, try the burger. They're half price tonight. They're very good. It's, I don't know." And I said, "Okay." And I didn't want the bun, but I was going to kind of, anyway. She says, "You want, you know, lettuce, pickles, onions, tomato, whatever." And I said, "No pickles, no tomato." Okay. She brings the burger. There's a pickle spear on the bun, toothpicked into it. So it's almost like, you know, it's display as well. But it just ruined the bun. Because you know how I feel about pickle juice. The aura ruins everything around it. And so I was taking a video because I want to put it on social media. And she's like, let me get you another. And I'm like, no, it's fine. I can take the pickle off. I said, I just find it to be funny social media content. But then there were actual pickle slices in the burger. I had to pull those off. You know, it was a whole disaster.
So isn't it just the aura of vinegar?
Now, pickle has such a because the thing is, I got pickled cabbage. Is it cabbage? What's
onions.
German?
Pickled onions.
No, I didn't have pickled onions. I had
pickled cabbage.
Isn't that a German thing? It's like purple. It's purple cabbage,
yeah,
right?
It's delicious. Yeah,
because I get that as a side there because I usually get the chicken schnitzel and the cabbage, and the cabbage is pickled and it's so good. But I didn't want to get French fries. And I was like, what can I get as a side? She's like, you can get the side. You can get cabbage. And I said, oh, the pickled cabbage. So I do like pickled stuff. I just don't like pickles.
So you don't like cucumbers.
Is that what a pickle is?
Yeah, it's a cucumber and vinegar.
Is that so?
No, I can't be right.
I don't think that's right.
What?
No.
You're telling me the only difference between a cucumber and a pickle is
pickled.
The vinegar? I don't think it's
pickled. It's a pickled cucumber or a different size cucumbers, but that's all it is.
Wow, he's right.
Is a pickle a cucumber?
There is no such vegetable as a pickle.
Huh. Wow. You're right.
You think that people grow pickles?
Yeah.
Hawk, there's no way. What, you 52, 53? You thought that there are pickle farms.
I did. I thought it was a separate vegetable.
Solana's dumb, so I knew this was going to happen to him.
Huh?
I'm sorry, Solana.
Y'all actually thought they grew pickles.
That's not common knowledge, though, Hawk. Don't worry.
Man. I don't think anyone knows that.
No.
You thought that they grow pickles.
You're a restaurateur, Crowder. Of course you know that's
that's true. You're in the business. I swear, I thought a pickle was one thing and a cucumber was another thing.
So why would they call things pickled? Pickled eggs, pickled cabbage, pickled.
Was always confounded by that, to be quite honest.
No, because I thought the pickle itself released pickle juice. And then they were getting the egg and putting it in the pickle juice or the onion or the cabbage and putting it in the pickle juice. I didn't realize it was just vinegar.
You thought that
vinegar? Pickled stuff is vinegar. Like that, I know how to pickle something.
Huh.
But so I had no idea that a cucumber was just... pickle was just a cucumber that was pickled.
There's no way that I just talked.
Victor Bermudez just texted me. Just learned that right now, as you did.
Yeah.
Y'all thought.
And Vic's an Emmy winner.
You thought that there were peach farms, orange orchards, apple orchards, and pickle orchards.
I mean, there's got to be cucumber farms, right?
There is cucumber farms, but that's not.
So why couldn't there be a pickle farm?
Because it has to be pickled.
Well, no one knew that till now.
No, everybody. There's no way that y'all didn't know those were cucumbers.
I had no idea.
Do you like cucumbers?
I kind of do. How many people are going to this Orange Bowl thinking to themselves like, oh, I got to get the latest on Carson Beck? Because we're big college football fans, let's turn on the radio. They must have think that some radio spoof. But I'm not even acting. I am blown away that a pickle is a cucumber. I am blown away.
Yeah, and you just put it in vinegar.
Somebody texted you can't pickle cabbage. Yes, you can.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, you can pickle anything, to be quite honest.
Throw it in vinegar and it's pickled. Pickle pig.
We don't even have time for headlines now. I'm sorry, football fans.
pickled eggs are delicious. They put pink dye in them. Oh my goodness, so good.
Wow. What a day. I mean, really. And folks, if you're disgusted at this show because you're not a regular listener and you thought you were going to get some Orange Bowl preview, I once thought bison had wings. So this isn't that much of a departure from what we normally do.
He was on them bison wings.
Unfortunately, this is not too much of a departure.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
What is life if you can't have arroz con pollo?
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Maybe you'll watch the game tonight from Hard Rock Stadium at Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park, because you don't have tickets. Good sold-out crowd there tonight. Cold, chilly, dress warm. Funky Buddha, by the way, official Florida Panthers watch party next Tuesday night. Next Tuesday night, you go there, Funky Buddha, and you watch the Panthers with tons of other fans. February 15th, Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival at Funky Buddha. I got to give away the George Lopez tickets. I would tell you, today's show, Crowder's on his way to the game right now. Today's show, 5 big booms on the boom meter. I don't think there's any question about it. Gino Toretta was excellent. Lee Sterling was excellent. Dave Williamson was excellent. We discovered pickles are cucumbers. Cucumbers are pickles. Finkel is Einhorn. What's going on here? All right, let's give away the George Lopez tickets. Caller 5 gets 2 tickets to see George Lopez next month at Hard Rock Live. If you want to purchase tickets, go to casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood or be caller 5 right now, 305-567-0560. The start of the new year, that means making resolutions to improve yourself, and a good place to start is Atlantic Men's Clinic. But if you're feeling sluggish and low energy and your sleep is off, your sex drive is down, you're working out, you're not seeing the gains you used to see, making that New Year's resolution might not be so easy. Atlantic Men's Clinic can help you with that, because those symptoms might mean you're suffering with low testosterone. I'm speaking from experience. I have been so pleased going to Atlantic Men's Clinic and getting a testosterone shot. I can't even tell you how much better and more energetic I am. How does a guy know that he might be low T? In your early to mid 30s, guys start losing 2-3% of their testosterone production every year. Happens gradually. And before you know it, you just don't feel like the same guy you were in your 20s or your 30s. I mean, Solana he's ready to explode. I can't get the words out for this commercial, and he's ready to explode, but we got to wrap up the show so he can't interrupt me. But he's ready to explode. Regardless, you get to your mid-50s like me, I'm 55, testosterone, you just don't have it like you used to. So if you start treating that low T, within just a few weeks, you can start to feel your energy return and the brain fog go away, your sleep improve, your sex drive come back. Go to AtlanticMensClinic.com. Take the low T quiz. Takes a couple of minutes. And then schedule a consultation if you want to learn more. Atlantic Men's Clinic, they've been serving South Florida since 2020. They've successfully treated thousands of men. There's 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. So call them 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. All right, we got to wrap it up for the night. You are going to have Heat basketball coming up tonight. It's a 9 o'clock tip-off, which means Solana will get you started at 7:45 with Preheat, along with Tommy Tighe, and then you'll get the game tonight. Tips off at 9, Jason Jackson on the call. Everybody, have a great and safe Thursday night. Be safe and dress warm if you're going to be able to enjoy the Orange Bowl at Hard Rock Stadium. Go Heat! We will speak with you mañana.